The Korean Air flight attendant at the centre of the so-called nut rage incident has filed a civil lawsuit in New York. Kim Do-hee claims she was verbally abused, hit and threatened by Cho Hyun-ah, the daughter of the airline's chairman, who was angry about being served nuts in a bag rather than on a dish. She forced the plane to return to New York to remove the flight attendant. That's the latest BBC News.
A lesson in life. Just stay quiet when you get on the plane and see what film's coming up. Thank you to David. Hello and welcome to Newsday. It's Lawrence Pollard and Chris Mason with you for the next half hour or so. $30,000 a baby online in China. Extraordinary special report coming up. Also in the next 20 minutes or so, where do you draw the line between sort of homage to artistic merit that you like and, well, outright theft? Get it wrong and it can cost you millions. Oh, and the BBC fracas.
Oh, is that a new show, Chris?
No. Alleged punch-up involving Jeremy Clarkson, one of the BBC's biggest presenters, called a fracas by BBC Times. And now the big question arises, what do they do about it? Does Jeremy Clarkson stay or does he go?
Also, okay, Vuh, you're on live in 10, 9, 8. Oh, you're being mugged instead. Okay. We'll talk to SABC's reporter, Vuyom Voko, who was attacked, mugged and robbed on live TV. He's okay, by the way, and he talks to us about the experience a little later here on Newsday.
First, though, a BBC investigation has revealed that babies are being openly sold online in China. Despite massive police raids, child trafficking remains a huge problem in the country. It's estimated that up to 20,000 children are abducted every year. Many are then sold into adoption. Xiao Chao Hua's son was taken from him 8 years ago.